Pawlenty entrance transforms the entire race for governor for 2018. He changes the whole competitive standing of the other Republicans in the race and produces a new possibility for the Democrats, a new possible rival. So it's big news.
Is Jeff Johnson finished then if Pawlenty gets in the race?
Well, I think one of the people very much at risk with the Pawlenty announcement is Jeff Johnson, because he is at this point the front runner, although not overwhelmingly popular in Republican ranks, and he could easily be eclipsed by the Pawlenty announcement.
And I assume, since Keith Downey is even not even that far up, that he's toast at this point, or political
right.
toast.
Right. I think it's just very hard for any of the other Republican candidates to get traction, certainly for the primary and perhaps even for the endorsement of Pawlenty's in the field.
Well, let's talk about what is the attraction of Pawlenty, because there are some analysts who will say, well, he's been out of it for a while. He's been in a Washington think tank. You know, he did the presidential attempt, and McCain instead chose Sarah Palin, all those kind of things, that he's, quote, damaged goods. What's your take on that, Professor?
Well, Tim Pawlenty is the last Republican to win statewide office in Minnesota, and that's a pretty important credential when you consider that was in 2006, and in the last 12 years, it's been really difficult for Republicans. So I think that credential alone separates him from the field.
In the sense that he's actually been there and done that.
Been there, done that, and won.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, let's talk about this race from the Democrat standpoint. And what is, I assume that if Tim Pawlenty does indeed enter the race as expected, this just ratchets the stakes up tremendously for Democrats, doesn't it? Not only in the governor's race, but in the Minnesota House, correct?
Oh, yeah. I think Democrats will find a renewed intensity to the 2018 elections if Tim Pawlenty's in the race. They will try and, I think, tar him as a Washington lobbyist who has left the grassroots behind. I think you can expect a lot of negative ads about that. And, of course, the question now becomes for Democrats, which gubernatorial candidate matches up best against a prospective rivalry with Tim Pawlenty?
And is that Tim Walz?
Well, I would think Tim Walz might be at the front of the line, but we'll have to wait and see about that.
Could elaborate on that a little bit for me, if you will. What kind of factors might play into either Walz being ultimately the candidate, in other words, Tim versus Tim, or whether it might be somebody else? What are your thought process on that?
Well, Tim Walz's appeal for Democrats is that he might do well outstate as well as in the metro area, and that's certainly where one has to make inroads into the Republican support outstate, against even a candidate like Tim Pawlenty. So I think the argument for Walz remains a pretty strong one if Pawlenty's in the race.
What about the number two person in that race right now, Rebecca Otto? My gut feel on that would be that Pawlenty would just clean up in a race like that.
Yeah, well, I think the more metro-centric your candidate is for governor as a Democrat, the better prospects Tim Pawlenty has of winning statewide. That's why Democrats, I think, will be looking beyond the metro to develop candidate appeal against Pawlenty.
Well, that's probably Walz then, right? They don't really have anybody else other than that,
do they? Yeah, I think Walz will. This may actually increase Walz's prospects for the endorsement and the primary, because it becomes a tougher race against Pawlenty.
Let's talk coattails in the Minnesota House. Now, the Senate is not up for re-election. That would be just a brutal contest with a one-vote majority by Republicans. The Republicans have a much bigger majority in the Minnesota House, but we have seen that, you know, flip. I mean, there's 10 seats or a dozen seats or, you know, 15 seats. That's happened fairly regularly in that chamber. So given that, you know, that's going to be a much higher stakes race, what kind of chances do Democrats have in actually flipping that chamber, or do the Tim Pawlenty coattails allow them to retain the majority?
Well, I think Pawlenty might help the GOP to keep control of the state house. at this point, you know, Donald Trump is not that popular. There seems to be some sort of wave building against Republicans. And what Republicans need in Minnesota are attractive candidates at the top of the ticket who can blunt those trends. And Pawlenty might be such a candidate, and it might help the GOP to keep the state house.
I have to believe that that prospect is something that would be terrifying to Democrats. If you were to have a Republican governor, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, this would be the same thing that Mark Dayton had, right, in the second 2 years of his first term, where he essentially had carte blanche, and he utilized it. That's when the gay marriage was legalized, and various other and the upper bracket income tax, fourth bracket, as well. So I have to believe Democrats would be terrified of that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, Democrats are very concerned about unified Republican control of government. Now, if Pawlenty is a popular candidate, that becomes a real possibility.